Radiothon, here comes Radiothon, it's 12 hours long. Glenn and Wendy, our gracious hosts, are revving up the throng. Listeners and guests will wish us their best, and we'll all follow along. So leave the dishes in the sink and mix your drink, 'cause here we all belong. Here comes Radiothon, here comes Radiothon, right down Holiday Lane. Here comes Jamie with all her Mustangs, love that Zeus's mane. Some might say we're a little cray-cray, but we don't really care. Our horse hubbies stay, they love us anyway, at least they pretend we're sane. Here comes Radiothon, here comes Radiothon, it's Cyber Monday. Jamie and Jen are ready again, to the internet gods they pray. Whether beta prizes in all shapes and sizes, everyone wants to win. So stay in bed, tell the boss you're dead, it's Radiothon today. Here comes Radiothon, here comes Radiothon, we've waited all year. What awaits us, we're not sure, but it will soon be clear. It's a live show, so you never know, or that's what Glenn always says. So charge your phone and stay at home, because Radiothon is here. Here comes Radiothon, here comes Radiothon, we're ready to begin. We're all shopping on horse lovers, you can count us in. Leslie Wiley is here to raise a glass of cheer, we all follow her lead. So throw your horse some hay and prepare to stay, with Radiothon we all win.
And that's our wonderful auditor, Marlene. Thank you, Marlene. Welcome to Hour 6, the Certified Horsemanship Association Hour of the Horse Radio Network 12-hour live holiday radiothon by WeatherBeta, with additional support provided by horselovers.com and BioStar. This 12-hour holiday event is fueled by Delahest Coffee, the official coffee sponsor of Radiothon. I'm Glenda Geek, and here with me in the studio in Ocala, Florida, is host of the Driving Radio Show, Dr. Wendy Ying, and we are your MCs for the entire 12 hours.
All right. We made it to hour 6, Glenn.
We're almost halfway, Wendy.
Hour 6 of the 2017 Radiothon. And this hour, we're joined by the host of the Certified Horsemanship Association episode of Horses in the Morning, Christy Landwehr. Welcome, Christy.
Hello, you guys. I am so proud of you. You can still talk.
Yes, we're good. We're having fun today. This has been a good day.
Good.
Yeah. Technology's been cooperating, all except for not hearing the rest of Madonna's story. But, well, you know what?
Cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger.
Welcome to live radio.
Yes. Well, Christy, thank you for joining us again.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm so excited about. We actually have some of that weather outside is frightful going on here for our holiday-thon. Yeah, the gusts of wind have picked up, and they say we're going to have snow by 10 p.m. tonight. Welcome to Colorado.
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
Yay, a wintry wonderland for Christy, and we're at 80 degrees and beautiful. So
of course you are, but that's all right. Takes all kinds.
You know, I kind of miss snow every once in a while, and then I think about how cold it was, and then I don't anymore.
Think about shoveling it.
Yeah, then I don't miss it anymore. Or driving in it. I don't miss that either. But Christy, we're glad that you enjoy it.
You know, it's good, especially with the electrician husband. Talk about a wonderful horsey husband. He made it so I never have to chip ice. Ever.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Well, we have a lot of things for you this hour. We have some terrific guests, and we're going to giving away more prizes. The hours that are past are going up on the Horses in the Morning feed and also on Horse Radio Network and at holidayradiothon.com. There are players there. So if you missed anything, you can catch it tomorrow, the next day, the next week, all the way up till whenever. You can listen to these hours anytime. We've had some fun hours as well. The lines are pretty open right now. If you want to give us a call at 435-272-1997, and that's how you're eligible to win the prizes. It's just by calling and registering. 435-272-1997. Jennifer is waiting and standing by, and the prizes this hour are...
The prizes this hour, we're giving away a pair of Cavallo Trek hoof boots worth $170. Glenn and Jennifer use these boots all the time on Scooter and Nigel, and they're some of the most comfortable and longest-lasting boots on the market today. And our second prize is the $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com, your home for all your horsey holiday shopping.
Well, Christy, before we get to your ultimate gift, ultimate horsey Christmas gift, I think we have a caller on the line named Laura who might want to tell us about hers. Hi, Laura. Good morning or good afternoon. What time is it? Afternoon.
Hi. Yes. afternoon. I'm in Virginia.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I think I have one of the absolute best gifts this year.
All right.
I am getting an indoor riding arena.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, you're just bragging now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, pretty much the best gift ever. So
yeah.
I need one of those in Colorado.
Kind of be a birthday gift. Yes. So this actually has open sides, so it's more of a pavilion.
That's okay. It keeps the snow off your head.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And Virginia is about the same as Colorado if you look at the map, right? So, Christy, do you have an indoor in your backyard?
No, I have an outdoor. I don't even have lights in my outdoor. I got to work on that electrician husband.
Yeah, anyway. So is this like you've been saving forever to get this, Laura?
Yeah, this is a life change. We're, you know, making this a commercial stable and... you know, just going for it. So, so far it's great. Got some great borders and, you know, just super excited.
Well, that's terrific. That is great. And well, congratulations on that. And I'm going to say Merry Christmas, but you're already having one. So, you know,
thanks.
Now you got to go out there and ride on Christmas awesome. Day in your new indoor. You have to just look around and enjoy
it. I know. That's exactly what I'm going to do. We're going to shine lights on it and, you know, light up the whole thing.
You know, I was in an indoor once where they hung the Christmas tree upside down from the rafters and put lights on it and scared the crap out of all the horses. But it was a good desensitization maneuver. There's my advice. Let's just hang the trees upside down from the rafters. See how that goes.
All right.
Thanks, Laura.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, Christy, tell us about yours.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of something that I want. You said past, present, or future. So one day in the future, I want a bay Hanoverian gelding, about 16'3" hands, because I'm almost 6 foot tall. And I would like him to be about 10 years old and be trained up to fourth level and ready to go. That's what I'd like.
Yeah, and for $1,000.
No, free as a gift.
Free. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's free because they think I'll be a wonderful owner and one day I'll be able to teach many, many people on that horse. That's why he needs to be 10 or older. So he'll be a good schoolmaster for all my students.
No, I'm sure that will work out just fine for you for free. You know, we do see those ads and really bad ads all the time. They want to trade their unbroke bucking mule for the perfect warm blood, you know, fully
of
trained.
Course.
Yeah. We see those all the time. Yeah. Well, I'll keep holding out hope for you, okay?
Yes, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
And Ellen, by the way, in our auditor room, said, oh, now I lost it. There's so many comments in there. She said, hi, Christy. My daughter got her CHA certification thanks to you. So,
hello, and thank you.
Yes, isn't that nice? Christy is on, what day of the week are you on?
I'm on the third Tuesday, training Tuesday of every month.
Of every month on Horses in the Morning, and you can go find all of those. And they're very interesting discussions talking about training. Well, now, and instructors, you know, both sides of that. We're going to hear from our title sponsor, WeatherBeta, for this half hour, and then we have your first guest coming up.
Hi, I am Jay from WeatherBeta, and you're listening to the third annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. My ultimate horsey Christmas gift would be the WeatherBeta Thermic Quilt Caller. Merry Christmas from all of us at WeatherBeta.
When it comes to riding, allocating adequate time for both warm-up and cool-down is important for your pony. So this season, give the gift of a WeatherBeta Wick Dry Cooler to your horse, your friend, or your spouse. The Wick Dry Cooler's soft, breathable mesh is perfect for after bathing or cooling out. Super lightweight, cool-dry fleece lines the mesh over the top line to help prevent chills. Wick Dry's single front buckle closures make it super easy to take on and off at a show or at home. And hidden adjustable surcingle and tail cord mean you don't have to sacrifice security for style. So when it's too warm for a wool cooler or too cool for nothing at all, reach for your WeatherBeta Wick Dry Cooler. Your pony will thank you. You can find WeatherBeta Wick Dry Coolers at your local tack store or go to WeatherBeta.com for more information or find a retailer.
Wendy and Glenn, we are so excited to have our guest on today. This is Miss Shelley Hensley She is the co-founder of H Mill Iron Horsemanship in Maxburg, Iowa. She is very involved with certified horsemanship. She's on our board of directors. She also just won a huge award for us, which is called Clinic Instructor of the Year, because Shelley helps us train the trainer. And she's also a site visitor. So welcome, Shelley, to the show. How are you?
I am fantastic. How y'all doing today?
Great, Shelley. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to y'all as well.
How's everything treating you there in Iowa today? We're about to get some snow here tonight. What are you all doing out there?
We have a high of 67 today. So I have spent my morning out with the horses and really taking advantage of the fact that we're not under an ice storm or a blizzard warning yet. So life is good.
Well, Shelley, what kind of horses do you have up there in Iowa?
It's so different.
What kind of horses do we have out here at the H Mill Iron? Well, I am a lover of horses. So when you look in my pasture, they all look a little bit different. I inherited the neighbor's Pinto pony. We have three quarter horses. I have my old Appaloosa school horse and my off the track thoroughbred Sunny Shark. So we have a menagerie of horses.
Oh, cute. And what's your ultimate horsey Christmas gift?
My ultimate horsey Christmas gift. I would be very happy if I woke up Christmas morning and went out into the driveway and found a stock combo gooseneck horse trailer with mid tack and full living quarters.
Oh,
yes. I would be very happy.
Woohoo! Yes.
And don't get me wrong, amazing. I've got a great horse trailer now, but mama needs an upgrade.
Well, you might as well go for the brand new truck, too. You should get like a brand new Dodge Dually in the back seat.
Well, you know, I have that Dodge Dually right now. We call her the Gray Ghost, and I'm a little bit attached to that truck. You know, we've hauled a lot of miles, and she's never let me down. So I would be very happy with an upgrade of the horse trailer. I will probably cry when we retire the truck.
Oh.
Shelley, I have another question for you. If you could do a fantasy ride on any famous horse ever, what horse would that be?
Hands down, without even having to think about it, it would be Julie Goodnight's horse, Dually.
I love that.
He's famous, right?
Yes, and why would you do that?
I don't know. There's just something about him that I have always really liked. I mean, from the first time that I saw a picture of him on a magazine cover, little candy hearts popped out of my eyes. And then I've seen him a few times on Horsemaster and some other videos that she has out there. And I just like him. I'm in love with him. And I don't know why. There's just something about him. I just haven't had a chance to meet him yet.
Well, I'll tell you, for those of you that don't know, Julie Goodnight is our international spokesperson here at the Certified Horsemanship Association. See, she's certified with us, used to be our program director, and is now a clinician for us. So she's a wonderful friend and has been on Horses in the Morning numerous times. So that's pretty fun that of all the horses, you would like to ride him. And I was lucky enough, Shelley, I got to meet him once when I was on Julie's show ages ago. And we opened a gate together. So I did enjoy him very much. And he's pretty fabulous. So I don't blame you at all. I think that's a great choice.
Yeah, hands down, he would be the one.
So tell us a little bit, Shelley, about what your Christmas plans are this year. What are y'all going to be doing there in Iowa?
Well, actually, we're not going to be in Iowa for Christmas this year. It's our turn to go to Mama's house, and she lives in Michigan. And so Randy and I will be loading up the truck, and we'll have our little heeler dog, Dally. She's going to Christmas with us, and we're babysitting our oldest boy, Wyatt, his dog, Mater. So we're taking a bunch of dogs to Mama's house for Christmas. So it could be an adventure.
I love that. You know what's so cool is that Randy is a farrier and also an amazing auctioneer. He just did a live auction for us at our annual conference that we had last month in Kentucky when Glenn and Jen were able to come and do a live show there. So he has many talents, that husband of yours.
He does. He does. And he's very humble about, you know, how he can help horses and what he does for a living. And then for his hobby, he does these awesome mohair cinches. I've already ordered my colors. I'm going to have him make a custom one for me this year. So I'm, Polly likes to say that I'm indulged. I'm not spoiled. I am indulged.
I like that. I want to use that line from now on. I'm not spoiled. I'm just indulged.
You need to. That's right. That's right. More positive that way.
Yeah.
Well, you absolutely deserve that. That is nothing wrong with that at all. So tell us about your 2018. What are some big plans that you have coming up there for your barn in regards to doing clinics for CHA, other things? What do you have coming up?
Yeah, I'm kind of in my I've taken a bit of a sabbatical. I'm kind of off right now, and I slowed down long enough to fill my calendar back up in 2018. It's funny how that happens. I have probably 4 CHA clinics coming up in the spring. So when I hit the road, I'll hit the road running and I'll go from Georgia to Ohio to Texas, back to Iowa, a couple of sites that I've never been to before. And I'll put the miles on the car that way and get to do some flying. That's never fun for me. I don't like to fly, but I'm motivated to do it for CHA, and I'll get on the plane and go. And then when I'm not away doing clinics, of course, I have plenty of things going on here with my horses. And Randy is also a rodeo pickup man. So I never really thought that in my life, part of my career would involve building and training and conditioning ranch horses or rodeo pickup horses. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the last year for him. And we've picked up a bunch more shows. And so I go on the road with him and help with the horses and ride when I need to. And got a summer camp on the books for June. So I'll have my kids come back out and they'll spend a week with us and ride until their legs fall off. My goal is to kind of make them sick and tired of horses, to, you know, expose them so much to horses, to chores and riding and hauling and everything horse related, but you know, they just keep coming back. So obviously I'm not working them hard enough.
You know, you don't think about the rodeo pickup horses needing, you know, you just assume that they come that way, but they have to be trained. I mean, the rodeo pickup horses are just do their job. You know, you always see them just doing their job, and that ain't an easy job.
It's not an easy job. And you know, the pickup horse has to be extremely smart and unflappable and not question the rider. You want me to go where? We don't have time for that discussion. You know, a cowboy's life could be in danger. You just need to get there because it's our job to keep them safe. And so it's really funny because my school horses also are the ranch horses, also are the rodeo pickup horses. And, you know, my guys have to be very versatile, and you'll see them out there going over ground poles or small jumps with English saddles. And then next week, Dad might have them at a rodeo, or next month I might have them at a branding. You know, we spent a lot of time in South Dakota branding cattle.
All right, if you ever see one of her horses coming up for sale, everybody, there's your perfect ultimate Christmas gift, is one of her horses right there. That's the ultimate Christmas gift.
If they've got an H. Mill iron on the shoulder, they're not going to be sold. That's how Mama keeps them at home. I freeze brand them, and then I tell my husband they're not for sale.
I have to interrupt this interview for something.
Sure.
I have to interrupt.
Sure.
That's the bell, because we are raising money for charity today, and we have just hit $2,250. We are only $250 away from our $2,500 goal for the entire day, and that's to buy Christmas presents for kids that are in foster care in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's our goal today. We're $250 away from that, so everybody go over to youcaring.com/holidayradiothon. Sorry, Christy, but that was good news. I had to interrupt.
Oh my gosh, Glenn, and that's so amazing. You're only halfway through the day and you're already almost all the way there. I think you might succeed and then pass the goal.
50 kids who are going to get $50 gifts because of our listeners today. And who would not normally get them. And you know, foster care ain't easy in a lot of cases. So thanks for showing the love. All right, sorry, go ahead.
No, I think that's great. Well, Shelley, I am so excited about everything you've got going on in the new year and the fact of all these different horses. And like Glenn said, talk about broke.
Yes. It just, you know, it takes a lot of time, but Randy and I both have this passion for taking horses that people, they have fallen onto the unwanted list for whatever reason, or they're not able to do the job that somebody had them in mind to do. And then Randy and I take these horses and give them a home and a job. And, you know, if anything were to ever happen to us, then our horses don't end up on the unwanted list, you know, hopefully. That's always our goal with taking in a horse, is to make them better than they were when they walked through the gate.
Well, and you guys certainly do a very good job of that. Go ahead and tell people, Shelley, all the different locations of where you've lived, because you've had quite the past and you've done quite a few things in the horse industry. Go ahead and share a little bit.
I've been kind of a gypsy. I was raised by gypsies. We moved a lot when I was a kid, always with the horses, always for the horses, always in a horse business somewhere. I have lived in Michigan, Ohio, Southern Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee. Now I'm out in Iowa. I've lived in Missouri. I worked, at almost 20 years in camping services, running camp programs. I worked on the track. I used to take off the track thoroughbreds and turn them into barrel and pole horses and take everybody's money. That was fun. I drive teams. I have just gone and done so many different things, but the driving force behind it was there was always a horse to go to, or a horse job to go to, or horses were going to be involved. Kind of like, you know, you hold a or dangle a carrot in front of a pony. That's how people entice me. It's like, hey, Shelley, there's a horse over here. Let's go. And I'm like, all right, I'm in.
And you are very good about that. You know what she did, Glenn and Wendy? We had our inaugural instructor contest at one of our conferences a few years ago, and you had to basically get out there and teach. So it was like Dancing with the Stars, but different. It was instructing with people that had never ridden before. So four adults showed up, had never, ever ridden before in their entire lives. We put them on four horses that they had never seen before in their entire lives that were all good beginner school horses. And Shelley had to teach them for a half an hour on how to ride safely. And she won the contest.
Wow. That's a really huge challenge.
You know, I got to be honest with you, you know, when we're standing at the gate at the Kentucky Horse Park, they're starting to play the intro music of Eye of the Tiger. They swing the gates open. We're supposed to be walking over to where we're teaching. And in my mind, I'm thinking, how on earth did I let somebody talk me into this? I was shaking in my boots.
I know.
It's like, you know, Shelley, just get in there and do what you do. And once the rider and the horse came along, I really couldn't tell what was going on outside that little area where we were working, because I went to work. And that's probably one of the things that I love most is teaching. The arena for me is a sanctuary. You know, if I'm having a bad day or if I'm not feeling well, you get me to the arena and life kind of changes for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so awesome that we would interview these beginner adult riders and say, so what did you like about your instructor? And they do all this kind of stuff like, well, I don't even know what to like or not like. I've never ridden before. I don't know if she did a good job. I guess I stayed on. I mean, just fun comments. We had a really great time.
You stayed on the horse. Thank you.
That's right. We need to bring that to Equine Affair and World Horse Expo and all these other things and put that show on the road. It was
Absolutely.
A really fun thing to do.
You know what I think is so difficult
Absolutely.
About that challenge is that, you know, as riders and especially like as instructors, you guys are great at instructing, but we all kind of, to start from the very beginning, you forget all of the little things you need to tell people to do because we've all been riding so long. So how do you go from the very beginning, you know, with there's so much involved that could just, I don't know where you start.
You know, when I was a young instructor, I remember having this epiphany one day. It's like, okay, I know how to ask the horse to do X, Y, and Z. Now, how do I translate that to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know the secret to my success when I am lesson planning is I execute the lesson, kind of play it out and talk through it while I'm in the shower.
That's a good
and then
idea.
I talk it through and I give the lesson in my mind to an imaginary horse and rider of exactly what I want them to do when I want them to do it. But of course we know that plan has to be flexible because once you insert the horse into the lesson, anything can happen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I had to back up and really teach myself to be the teacher, you know, not expect these people to know what they're doing. That's why they're coming to you. You know, if you're an instructor, and they don't know what they don't know. It's your job to help bring that information to them. So I had to find a creative way to talk through those lessons and and help my riders.
Mm-hmm. And now we know it started in the shower. So there you go.
That's right. I've ever got to go through talk something, you know, I'm like, excuse me, I'm off of the shower and you can hear me talking to myself.
That makes to make stage performances when she has to get up and talk in front of a group and she has to drag the shower along. It's kind of messy.
Yeah. Drag it along. And, yeah. Yeah. Today I just kind of am winging it, Glenn, to be honest.
Well, thank you for joining us. We
I'm
really
not
appreciate
in the shower
it.
Right now. You're good.
Do you have a
thank
website?
You. Thank you for having me. I do not currently. Okay. I mean, I have my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. I have not had an opportunity to put together a website yet, but that's forecasted for 2018.
All right. And that's Shelley Hensley is on Facebook is where you can find
Shelley
it.
Hensley.
What is it?
Shelley Hensley.
Shelley Hensley. And I wanted to remind everybody in the show notes on Horses in the Morning or Horse Radio Network, for all the hours, we have links to all the guests. So you can find it there as well. Thank you, Shelley. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, now we have to hear from our listeners with our voicemails. So let's take a listen to the latest batch of voicemails.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
I'm Ben from horselovers.com. My ultimate horsey Christmas gift would be a new Weaver headstall. Enjoy these holiday voicemails from listeners throughout the world, brought to you by horselovers.com.
It's that time to gear up for the winter when the radiothon comes around. It's 12 hours to play. It's a bumper day. I wait for it the whole year round. Weather be that will keep us all toasty. They have rugs, boots, and blankets galore. Wendy, Jamie, Glenn, and of course Coach Jen entertain us here with so much more than a horse lover's eats us all through the day. Prizes you'll say, just send that my way. The last have us rolling, not to mention the songs. Get up and party along. It's a fun, funny day made for horse folks. Tell your family, your friends, bring a date. It's a sugar date, better not be late. Buckle up, grab your cup, hit the gate.
Hi, Horse Radio Network. This is Kate calling in for Radiothon with my ultimate horsey Christmas gift. And I couldn't decide between past, present, and future, so I'm going to do this Christmas Carol style and give you all three. So for Christmas past, my ultimate horsey Christmas gift would have to have been my very first pony, Danny Boy, that I got when I was 4 from my very well-intentioned grandparents. And then for Christmas present, my horse Hercules broke his pelvis last year, and he's fine. He's made a full recovery, but now none of my saddles fit him. So Hercules and I have been hinting really hard to my fiancé that Hercules might like a new saddle for Christmas this year. And then last but not least, for Christmas future, I would love to go to Ireland and visit the farm where my other horse, Stormy, was born. So there you go. Happy holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Chantel Mallinson from Pennsylvania, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. This is Silent Night. Silent Night, Pony Night, at Santa's stable, horses tucked in tight, dreaming of carrots and apples and mints, tiny ponies so tired they squint. Sleep in straw-filled peace. Sleep in straw-filled peace. Silent Night, Pony Night. Little girls, pray for the sight of ponies wrapped in bows under the tree, squealing, is that horse for me? Christmas horses for all. Christmas horses for all. Silent Night, Pony Night. Gift horses wake and zoom through the night, heading for new homes and cozy barns, to live a life full of friendship and fun. Christmas horses for all. Christmas horses for all. Happy holidays, everyone. Have a great day.
Hi, Horse Radio Network. This is Lula Hewitt wishing everyone a great holiday season. One of my hopeful future gifts will be to do one or two of the coaching in Bavaria tours, either in Germany or Italy. You guys have a great day.
This is Leslie, and I'm remembering back to my younger years when I was like 8 years old. We would get the Sears catalog in the mail. My favorite pages were the Briar horse model pages, and I always circled just about everything on that page. Looking at those things that I really always wanted was a Briar horse stable. And one year my dad made one for me. It was under the tree and it was white and red. I played with it forever. And this year I ended up making one for my daughter and she absolutely loves it. We made it this summer together. But that was one of my ultimate favorite horsey Christmas gifts. I can still remember it sitting under the tree.
Happy Radiothon and Merry Christmas. This is Lindsay from Indiana with the 12 days of an HARN Radiothon Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, HRN gave to me 12 Wacky Nation Giggles, 11 Hubby's Mucking, 10 Chapters of Waisaki, 9 Guffer Smiles, 8 Happy Hour Cocktails, 7 Healthy Critters, 6 Trainers Learning, 5 Monty Isms, 4 Indie Movies, 3 Cabriolets, 2 Hostess Sharing, and 1 Day of Horsey Mania.
Hark, the trainer yells in vain, close your fingers on those reins, keep those heels down and shoulders back, relax your elbows and keep contact, ride that circle a bit more forward, use your seat and don't cut corners, canter loops and serpentines, accuracy is everything. Needs to be more square. Don't salute with your whip in the air.
Happy holidays from Michigan's beautiful Upper Peninsula. This is HRN Auditor Martha Kors, and my ultimate horsey gift would be all the knowledge and experience I've had as a result of having horses in my life. I'm grateful for my family who supports my midlife craziness. I'm grateful for my horse, Midnight Run, who, in a teenage social media drama way, puts up with my inexperience and doesn't buck me off. I'm grateful for my HRN family. Without them and the sponsors, I wouldn't have an awesome Flex and Fork, Monty Roberts Dooley Halter, or wonderful Arctic Horse Skirt to keep me warm and dry in the UP. These are just a few of my ultimate horsey gifts I have received. I know with HRN one thing for sure. As long as HRN is on, my horsey gifts are unlimited. Thanks and happy holidays, y'all.
Have you heard of the Horse Lovers Holiday Flash Sales? Every day they have a special holiday flash sale. Two products at unbelievable prices for only 24 hours and then they're gone. Visit the site every day to see the new flash sale. You don't want to miss out because quantities are limited. Visit early, visit often. Horselovers.com/flash. Horselovers.com/flash. You are listening to Hour 6 of the HRN 3rd Annual Holiday Radiothon, and we have Christy from the Certified Horsemanship Association here with us. Hey, Christy.
Hello.
Welcome back. So now your next guest is ready.
So excited to introduce Sue Ott. She has been with CHA and a clinic staff of ours since the early 1990s. She's done almost 30 clinics for us, certifying many, many people. And she currently actually just moved to Pennsylvania this past weekend. She used to hail from Illinois, but she made a move. She teaches riding and has been involved with many breeds, including the Lipizzaners. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hey, Christy. I'm doing fine. I'm getting settled in, finally.
What part of Pennsylvania?
I'm so happy. I'm actually between Lewisburg and Williamsport.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A little brisk.
Yeah, we lived in Carlisle for a long time, so I know exactly where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great area. Love it.
If you like snow and cold, it's a perfect area for you.
Well, hey, that's what they have indoors for.
Ah, see there? That's good answer. Right. She was prepared for that.
So how many animals did you have to move with you from Illinois to Pennsylvania, Sue?
Well, there were actually five, but only four that my husband knew of. So he got a surprise as well. So two Lipizzans, a Hanoverian, and two yellow labs.
Ooh, so what was the surprise for the husband?
He didn't realize that I had a second Lipizzan.
Where were you hiding him? In the closet?
Well, you know what? If he doesn't come to the barn, he doesn't know. So, and it's a little bit of a story. She is one of the only daughters to my stallion that I had a few years back. So she's special to me. And I got a phone call asking if I could take her. And sure enough, I said, yep, and received her, golly, probably about two to three weeks after committing to the yes.
And
she's beautiful mare.
You
she's
just
really sweet.
Happened to forget to mention it at home to the horse husband?
It happens.
Yeah, kind of.
No, he's not listening. You're fine. He's not going to listen to this. We can talk. It's good.
No, no.
Do you also have the credit card that he doesn't know about to buy all the supplies? Because that's a common thing, too.
Oh, we have a his account and a his and hers account.
And where do all the horse charges come out of his account? Is that how it works?
Oh, no. That's actually the his and hers.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm representing all horse husbands here. So I have to.
He can put money in and she can take it out.
Right? Exactly.
There you go.
You know, I cannot tell you how many times, Christy, we have heard this story over the 10 years of doing these shows of the women that have horses that the husband doesn't know about because they don't go to the barn. That'll teach them for not visiting the horses.
That's right. You got to go visit, and then you would be in the know.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Exactly. He used to come often, you know, out to the barn, but then, you know, since I had to travel so much, and I had another barn that I used to go back and forth to, I just kept her there with the other Lipizzan mare. So he hardly ever came out to there. So, you know, it's just another way horse.
I think, too,
that's
just
a key, too. You have them all the same color.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, we can't tell them apart anyway. Right. All black, all white. They're all the same.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. I think there's a certain point. How many years have you been married?
30.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
He's giving up.
You give up. You just give up. After a certain point, I've been 32, and I just give up. There's a point where it's just not important anymore. Sorry, Christy.
You're fine. So, Sue, tell our listeners a little bit about your journey and how you got involved with all the different breeds, especially the Lipizzaners. What went on in your past to get you where you are now?
Wow, and it's been a journey and a great one at that. I've been really, you know, blessed, lucky, you know, to be able to go to two of probably the best training barns that I've ever worked at. Years ago, it started where I was training some Frisians up here, actually, in Williamsport. And one of the girls who was at the barn said that a training facility down in Texas was looking for another trainer for their team for the stallion performance testing, which was down at Crab Meadows. At the time, it was Waxahachie, Texas. So I ended up going there and being part of the stallion performance testing team. There were three of us. So from there, they actually sold and went into just boarding. And then, so all of us basically split up and went like the East Coast, West Coast. And I ended up here. Well, I actually ended up in Virginia. And then from there, I kind of missed that. I had my own business for a while, training horses and instruction too. But then, you know, kind of like in 2008, everything went right downhill. I think everybody was in the same financial, I don't know what you want to call that. It was not very good. So I ended up looking for another job and I got hired by Temple Lipizzan. And so I went from the black horses to the white horses. And that's, I guess, about 3 years I stayed there. And then just came home in 2014. So I've done a lot of instruction, mostly private, but my heart and my specialty, I could say that because I think I own it, would be starting the young horses, any horse, any breed, but really understanding like the Baroque horses, like the Frisians, Andalusians, and of course the Lipizzans. And Lipizzans are pretty special horses, very smart.
I think that is so fun. You know, we share a little bit of a similar path. When I worked at Medieval Times back in the day, and I was a stable wench, my official title for them, we had a lipizzaner, and we called him Lippy. And so I went to get Lippy out of his stall, and there was one of the guests sitting there, and she looked at her boyfriend, and she goes, "That is an Arabian." And the poor boyfriend looks at the sign and says, "It says Lippy. So I'm guessing it's one of those lipizzaners we just read about in the program. I don't think it's an Arabian." So, of course, she goes, girl, is this a lipizzaner? Is this an Arabian? I think it's an Arabian. And I go, no, it's a lipizzaner. And so then she complained to my boss. And my boss said, stable wench, do not talk to the people. You just irritate them when you try to educate them. Do not talk to the people. Okay, I will not talk to the people.
Wenches that are be seen, not heard. Don't you know that, Christy?
Oh, my.
Glenn, that's such a perfect line for you.
Yes. I've
been waiting for years to use that again.
Waiting for years for that.
Glad I could provide that entertainment for you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Well, Sue, tell us a little bit about the move. Why are you in Pennsylvania now? What prompted that?
Well, you know, for a long time, I've been working out of many different barns, big barns and small barns, and, you know, doing my own business with the training and the instruction. And not that I didn't like it, I loved it, but I always wanted it to be my own. I wanted to say that it was my barn, you know, and not that I can't take orders, because everybody knows there is no such a thing that you don't take orders, you do. But that's one of the things that I always was looking for, was a suitable place where I could just ride, do instruction if I wanted to, or training, and call it my own. And so our family on both sides, his family and my family, are both in the Pennsylvania area. With my parents are like 2 hours from here. My sister is a little bit more south, and his brothers, and one sister is in Massachusetts, but most of his brothers are right here in Williamsport area, Montoursville. So we found this place. Yeah, and it's hard to find, you know, suitable. Oh, I love the house and I love the barn. It's usually, oh, I love the barn and the house is not so good, you know, or vice versa. So I finally found a place and it's suitable. So I'm here.
So tell us, because I know you've worked with so many breeds, why did you decide that the lipizzaners were the special ones?
They have an amazing history behind them, and I still can't tell you everything about them other than that in World War II, they were rescued, you know, by Patton and brought here to the States by, you know, Temple Smith and a couple other facilities actually imported them too. I think that it's the intelligence. They're very rideable. They're very trainable, smart, comfortable. And they're not so, don't want to say easy to ride, but you know, once they learn something, they learn it that way, whether it's right or wrong. So you have to be right. But they really are an intelligent horse. And I like that, you know, they're so smart that they learn it easily. Anything that you ask of them, pretty much given.
So with Christmas just around the corner, what is a past, a present, or a future gift that you either have received or would love to receive that's horsey in nature, Sue?
Okay, Christy, you know me. It's all three. The past would have to be my very first horse, Sir Lancelot, my quarter horse. And I think I was 12 when I got that horse. And of course, it was on every little girl's list. And I had no idea I was getting them. And it was quite the surprise at Christmas. And it was just great. I loved it. Present, obviously, that I have my own horse barn. And I'm so appreciative of it in the house and that it's really quite comfortable and accommodating for all my needs. And future, oh, yeah, I've been invited to Vienna, Austria, to the Spanish Wine School. And, yeah, someday I'm going to get there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, on my bucket list.
That's a nice little invitation.
Yeah. I ride with two of the guys from the school. So I consider them friends, too. So and they've asked me if I would, you know, be able to come out at all. And I would love to. So that's in my future.
Yeah, you got to put that on the list.
My money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Well, do you have a website?
No, I do not.
Where can
but
people
you know
find
you? Can find Sue.
Yeah.
Sue is the best place on our CHA page, maybe, chainstructors.com. They can look you up there. Okay.
Right. It's Suzanne Ott, and it's chainstructors.com. Thank you so much, Sue, for joining us. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Right. Thank you.
Take care.
This was fun.
All right. Next up, we have one of our listeners is holding on here, Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi. Hi, Merry Christmas.
Rachel, where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Very good. And so what is your favorite holiday gift that you've ever had or you want?
Oh, well, my favorite gift that I've had that's horse related. My husband bought me a shirt one year that says, "I'm staying home with the horses because it's too people-y outside."
I love that.
That's good.
You should be selling that in your CHA store right there, Christy. You'd be
that's right.
That was a great one. But for the future, I really would love to get our fencing redone.
Ooh, that's
I really
a good one.
Would like something, something beautiful. We would like to have the whole property fenced in, and it's just too expensive right now. So we've got our couple of spots fenced in, but gosh, I'd love to get the whole thing redone.
Worst fencing we ever did ourselves was in Pennsylvania because it was all shale ground, and you just could not dig with a post hole digger. You couldn't dig with the iron. You just bounced. You basically needed dynamite. So our posts were always about a foot deep with about 12 bags of concrete trying to hold them up. It was a nightmare. Here in Florida, it's easy. You know, you can dig post holes in about 2 seconds. But boy, in Pennsylvania, that was a pain. What do you have in Colorado? Limestone, probably, right? So you're just hitting rock.
You've got to have a big old hefty auger, let me tell you.
Because those rocks are big. Well, that's a good thing to wish for. And Merry Christmas, Rachel. We really appreciate you listening.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you all.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Let's hear from BioStar. And then I want to talk to Christy a little bit more. And we're going to pick some winners of some prizes.
Yay, prizes.
On December 1st, BioStar is proud to offer Tigger Montague's new book, The World According to Kemosabe. This book addresses the nutritional needs of dogs, including raw diets, home-cooked diets, and specific foods for common health issues, allergies, kidney disease, food intolerances, liver disease, and cancer. Yet, the book is not only a nutritional handbook. Tigger employs the voice of her beloved Australian shepherd, Kemosabe, to tell stories of dog life with humans, other dogs, cats, horses, cows, chickens, and wild critters from a distinctly canine point of view. This unique blend of nutritional science and experience combined with the humor and pathos of a life lived with canines is a must-read for dog lovers and a handy reference guide and resource for those seeking to support their dog's health with real food. Available in paperback at BioStarUS.com.
So, Christy, I was just thinking about food because we've been not taking very many breaks here. So we were talking earlier in the day about food, and what is the food that you have on Christmas that your family always served?
Well, my mother is British, so we get a lot of shepherd's pie.
You know, it seems that all our hosts are come from British lineage today. They all seem to be British. I don't know why that is. But shepherd's pie is one of my favorite things in the whole world, by the way. If it's
it's so good. But, you know, we also have German roots, so we put sauerkraut in it.
Yum. Oh, Jennifer's a very metal. Jennifer can't take any change or anything out of the box.
She just screamed into the other room.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a scream of disgust or of joy.
No, she's still screaming. No, she's reliving
Jennifer,
it now.
Jennifer, you're on mute. If you're trying to talk, you're on mute. So we can't hear you anyway. It's a good thing she would have broken the speaker.
Those are two fabulous foods that should never meet one another.
I love it.
Come on, Jen.
German and British both.
I thought that was
salty,
only supposed
sweet,
to be
tangy.
With pork.
Sounds good.
Thought it was just supposed to be pork and sauerkraut. Never sauerkraut and anything else.
It's called fusion cooking, guys.
Oh, okay.
Come on, get
thank
with it.
You, thank you.
So she really puts it in, like, in it?
She loves it together. Yes, it's very good. And then we have Bubble and Squeak the next morning with the leftover vegetables and mashed potatoes.
Yummy.
Explain Bubble and Squeak.
Bubble and Squeak is all your leftovers put in a frying pan, fried up, and you eat it with an egg for breakfast the next day.
Bubble and Squeak.
Here in America, we call that hash.
Yeah.
No, but true. It's like soft mashed potatoes and it's yummy vegetable. It's so good. It's so good.
And you put some hot sauce on it. Yum.
Are you from the South? God. Are you from Alabama?
Jennifer is having a meltdown right now.
Very eclectic in our house.
Yeah.
She has a side of guacamole with it too, Jen.
That's right. That's just a vodka for my Russian roots.
Well, you're very international out there in Colorado.
That's right. We are.
That's funny. But, you know, we grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where things were pretty bland, right? The Dutch cooking is pretty bland. There's barely any salt and pepper on it. So everything you just talked about is kind of weird.
You gotta mix it up.
I guess so. All right, let's do this. How about we pick some winners of some prizes? What do you think, guys?
Oh, yay, prize time. Okay, right. So this hour, we're giving away a pair of Cavallo Trek hoof boots worth $170. Glenn and Jennifer use these boots all the time on Scooter and Nigel, and they're some of the most comfortable and longest-lasting boots on the market today. These boots work because they're easy to put on and off. They have an all-terrain tread that minimizes buildup of mud, sand, and debris. They provide excellent traction while still allowing natural movement. The center outsole is recessed to minimize pressure, and the Cavallo Tech hoof boots have built-in sole relief and a raised inner rim that takes pressure off the sole, bars, and frog. Cavallo's honeycomb design maximizes strength and minimizes weight for the comfortable performance your horse deserves. Visit CavalloInc.com for more information. And our second prize is the $50 gift card to horselovers.com. And remember, use coupon code RADIO at checkout to get a free Kodiak Easy Roll-Up All-Purpose Fleece Blanket on all orders over $49 at horselovers.com.
And I see here Beth just posted in the auditor chat room going on during the show that she made a shepherd's pie the other day. And all I can say to that, Beth, is I did not get an invitation. All right. Nice. So let's give some prizes away. Christy, you want to do the picking?
I would love that. What are my choices of numbers?
You can choose from 1 to 159.
I would like 112.
112.
I think we had 113 last hour.
Okay, we have Marlene Loewenberger.
Marlene Loewenberger wins the Cavallo hoof boots, which you're going to love.
Yes. And then, who's going to get the gift certificate?
Well, you're going to see a theme here. How about the number 12?
The number 12 is April Kimmick. April Kimmick.
Congratulations.
Yep. Yay. Congratulations to the both of you
Shopping
for winning.
Time.
Yay. If you want to enter to win, there are lines open right now. Give us a call, 435-272-1997, and we'll put your name in. We got prizes the whole rest of the hours, all the rest of the hours. There's six more to go. We're only halfway done, Wendy. So there's six more to go, and then the big, big prizes at the end of the day. We have a WeatherBeta blanket gift pack. And also your choice of any Wintech saddle. Make the most of your time together this winter as Wintech saddles can take all of the mud and dirt that you and your horse can throw at them. Wintech saddles were Look, I'm not even going to read this. I'm just going to say we used our Wintech saddles yesterday. We got home. They got dirty. We hosed them off. We put them in the barn. We were done.
I know.
That's it.
Yes. I mean, love them.
Let's be honest. That is what we all dream about, right? When Wintech came out, it was the fact that you didn't have to use leather cleaner. Right. You didn't have to bring the saddle in the house and sit on the floor and watch TV for 3 hours cleaning it. You put it on the fence and you hosed it off, wiped it down, and you went on with your business.
Or what if you get caught in the rain? You always would worry, then you'd have to bring it in, then you have to dry it off, blah, blah, blah.
This is like anybody who runs a riding stable, right, Christy? This is a dream to be able to pick any Wintech saddle because that's what
it's so good. And then, you know, I have their Isabella and it has a changeable gullet system. Yes. So then it doesn't matter if your horses lose weight or gain weight.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And for riding, I think that every instructor barn in the country probably has a Wintech or two. Especially if you're doing up downs, if you're doing new riders, you have them. because they destroy the other ones. So yeah. This is great. And you get to pick any one you want. That's up to a $1,300 value. So call in right now to enter 435-272-1997. Let's give a plug for CHA before we ride out the hour.
Absolutely. So anyone that's interested in finding out more, go to cha.horse or go to chainstructors.com. So whether you want to learn more about us in regards to finding an instructor near you, or you are interested in becoming an instructor and want to know more, or you're just interested in us in general, come check us out.
And Courtney says, I'm working on getting my CHA certification thanks to Christy's Training Tuesdays.
Yay, Courtney!
Yay, so that's a good thing, right? And also, we just heard from April, who said, Dr. Wendy said my last name right for the second time, the first time ever.
Oh, yay!
Oh, Wendy!
Wendy, you're just nailing it today.
Wow.
You're on.
Thank you.
It's that Asian influence. She just gets it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Christy, for being here. We really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, all.
All right. Next hour, everybody. Healthy Critters is here. Tigger and Patty are here. And Hedwig the Pomeranian apparently is going to make an appearance on the show. So that's Healthy Critters. You all know that when we start into the seventh hour with Tigger and Patty, that it is all downhill from here. This is where the drinking usually starts. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. So that's coming up in a few minutes.